I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Muslim population's growing in the Ukraine. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says Joseph Stalin forced many Crimean Tatars, who are Muslims, out of Ukraine and into other parts of the former Soviet Union, but they're returning. Rakhuba says they recently held a conference to train national believers to take the gospel to Muslim people, especially Crimean Tatars.
Today, it's estimated over 250,000 Crimean Tatars have moved back to Crimea, and those villages and little towns are growing rapidly. They start building mosques.
Meanwhile, if you haven't heard of the Jesus film, you're one of only a handful of people in the world that hasn't seen this story of the life of Christ. According to the most recent statistics, the Jesus film project is just 26 languages away from the 1,000 mark. With 216 translations of the film in process, the ministry's close to hitting that milestone. Coupled with the audio version, more than 201 million people have indicated decisions for Christ. An animated version is currently in development. And Cornerstone University's helping churches. They're teaching English as a Second Language conference trains people how to reach out to those who don't speak English. Conference coordinator Professor Michael Pasquale says
churches rely on non-professional TESOL teachers very much so. And what we're trying to do is say, let's do it best that you can. Let's give you some training and help and see your church, bring people to the Lord and help them grow.
The conference is March 31st. To get involved or learn more, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.